former Governor Tommy Thompson joined the show earlier this week to support part of the new NAFTA deal that he says could spur medical innovation. That provision would increase the time biologic drug makers don't have to compete with generic drugs in Canada and Mexico, giving them exclusive rights in the market. But our next guest says that argument just protects drug companies and what he calls their monopolies, which in turn means higher drug prices. Jonathan Kimball is Vice President of Trade and International Affairs at the Association for Accessible Medicines, a trade group that represents generic drug makers. Jonathan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, you don't support this provision of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Tell us why that is.
So the provision would lock in a period of monopoly protection for pharmaceutical brand manufacturers for 10 years and would limit and really handcuff the ability of the United States Congress to use to address the pharmaceutical pricing issue in the United States by limiting their ability to reduce the monopoly rights of the branded pharmaceutical industry below 10 years.
I want to give a listen to former Governor Tommy Thompson when he talked with us. He's working with the PASS USMCA coalition. Here's what he told us on Monday about why this is needed.
It's expensive to develop these biologic drugs, and it takes a long period of time. So they need some time in which they can sell without competition in order to recoup and recover their huge investments.
So this helps incentivize research into new helpful biologic drugs. What do you say to that?
I mean, monopoly protection the government provides to the pharmaceutical industry definitely incentivizes research. The question is how much of that monopoly protection is needed to incentivize that research. When you look at the world's best-selling drug, this drug Humira, it first came into the U.S. market in 2003 and last year made $19 billion. So how many years do you need to provide this monopoly protection? We think that you don't need to continue to enshrine such a long period in a trade agreement because that agreement, again, is going to handcuff what Congress can do to address the pharmaceutical pricing crisis here in the United States.
Now, Governor Thompson was focusing on these biologic drugs. Can you talk about what those are?
Sure. Biologic drugs are some of the most advanced medicines that have come to the market recently, and they're based on years of research and development. Now, what's interesting is it does take time, and back in 2009, when Congress provided monopoly protection for these biologics, they said, okay, if you look at how long it takes to bring a drug to the market, we think 12 years of protection is enough. But what is interesting is since then, not only are the drugs coming out very innovative, but companies are using more and more innovative processes to actually bring those drugs to market. So you're seeing greater uses of artificial intelligence, of something called biomarkers, or even mobile technology in the research and development process. And all of that is making R&D faster and should be making it less expensive. And so the government should actually then think about how do we evolve the monopoly powers that we give to these companies so they don't have to continue to charge high prices for such a long period of time. We think that by providing Congress the flexibility to reduce that period, you're actually going to save patients and save our healthcare system a lot of money.
Right, that the current U.S. policy is a 12-year monopoly. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement would require all three participating countries to have this 10-year agreement, so that or as a minimum. That doesn't really change anything here then, does it?
No, but what it will do is it will handcuff, it will lock in that period of protection in the United States to 10 years. We are at a time when Congress, the White House, and really the American population is debating how do we address the high price of drugs in the United States. And it just seems like it would be a foolish mistake for us to lock in a period when not only do we not know what the right answer is here in the United States, but as I mentioned before, research and development is evolving. And there was, for example, a company that came out with an artificial intelligence program that helped identify a new drug for fibrosis in 3 weeks. Well, if that's the case, why would we need to provide 12 years of protection? So let's see where the debate evolves in the United States. And let's leave all of the options on the table to help bring greater competition and lower prices to patients across the United States.
Talking to Jonathan Kimball from the Association for Accessible Medicines, a trade group representing generic drug makers, looking at a provision in the NAFTA replacement bill, the USMCA, that has to do with exclusive rights to produce new drugs, limiting the ability of generic companies to get in the first handful of years, first 10 years in the case of this agreement, after a new drug comes out. An argument from the companies that develop drugs, Jonathan, is that the generic companies, in effect, get to be free riders if they get in the door right away. All the research and work is done with company A, then company B can jump in within however many years and start producing a product without having done that research.
You know, it's definitely not a period of as soon as the product comes to the market. We have a situation where every patent provided in the United States is for 20 years. Plus, you get an additional 12 years if it's a biologic medicine. So we're talking 32 years from the beginning part of that research before a generic or a biosimilar can enter the market. So the question I think we need to ask is how much time is enough? And given the challenges that American patients have to affording their medicines, I think it's fair to look at the monopoly rights that the government, in a sense, gives to the pharmaceutical industry and say, hey, do we need to change that? Do we need to find a better way to bring competition to the marketplace so we can see greater use of generics and biosimilars and see prices get down sooner? It just seems like it's a somewhat of a stale argument to continue to argue that generic and biosimilar competition needs to be delayed for as long as it is.
Magic wand, what would you make the right period for generic drugs to be available?
You know, I actually don't have an answer to the magic wand question because I think it's an evolving discussion and debate. And I think what needs to happen is in the United States is where that debate has to happen for our healthcare system. And the concern about enshrining this period of protection, this monopoly right into USMCA, is it would limit what that debate could be in the United States. And so I think there's an important conversation to be had. And I think it's also important to reflect that research and development evolves and will change. And while maybe in 2009 it took 12 years to bring a biologic to the market, as the process evolves and new technologies are brought to bear, that change is going to reduce. That time period is going to be reduced. So let's not come to the table with a set period now. Let's have that conversation. But I think we should have it outside of a trade agreement.
Now, it's a question about science and economics. It's also a political question. We have this completed agreement between the three countries waiting for ratification by both chambers of Congress. Is it too late? Is this just going to happen as it is?
You know, Mexico and Canada need the United States market a lot. I think if the U.S. comes to terms on a slightly modified agreement, Canada and Mexico are going to seriously consider what was presented. And in my opinion, they're going to accept it, especially in the area of access to medicines. The Canadian government, they came out right when the agreement was closed and said, you know, the one issue they regret the most is the time period for biologic exclusivity in the agreement. Similarly, the Mexican government has indicated that this is an area that they could accept changes to.
104 members of the U.S. House of Representatives sent a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer back in the summer opposing this provision. Do you think there's enough political pressure that this could actually change in Congress?
You know, when the Democrats took control of the House of Representatives in 2018, it was really thanks to the American public's concern about healthcare costs and specifically pharmaceutical costs. I think there is a clear support in the Democratic majority in the House, and I think also among some Republicans, that something needs to be done to rein in the price of pharmaceuticals. Now, it seems like it would be a little incongruous to then at the same time pass a trade agreement that would limit that right. So I do think politically there's an opportunity to make changes here in the United States because it really is it's what is needed to improve our system and allow greater competition in the space, in the pharmaceutical market. And I do think that both Democrats and Republicans will get behind that.
Jonathan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Jonathan Kimball of the Association for Accessible Medicines, a trade group that represents generic drug makers. He was with us to talk about part of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that he says protects brand-name drug company monopolies and is bad for consumers. We heard from former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson on the other side of that issue on Monday.